Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so we were talking about Bill Murray earlier. You just don't know what you're going to get with Bill Murray. Some people say they have approached him and he was so nice, and others he's just like, get out of here. So the list of celebrity encounters, some of these are really good, some of these are really bad. Just be forewarned.
BuzzFeed has put a list together. People were sharing their encounters with celebrities and if they were the best encounter or the worst encounter. Now, not to set Mo up, but he batted 1,000. He batted 1,000 on Friday.
That okay. was perfect.
Did not get one of them wrong. I'm going to start with a hard one.
Oh.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, no. Don't say he's the worst.
Is he the worst or is he the best?
I don't want to stereotype, but scientists, for the most part, a little socially awkward. So I'd say he's shy. I'd say bad.
Worst?
I'm going to go on the worst list.
I've met Bill Nye. And he was so kind and so nice. So I'm going to go best.
Oh, well, there.
Cash just turned me around.
Yeah.
It was a paid gig. So I ran into him at a coffee shop.
You didn't run into him in the wild.
No. He was paid to be there.
Okay. I don't know. I just feel like Bill Nye would be a nice guy. That's what my gut tells me. So I'll go with nice. It was a good encounter.
Okay.
Bill Nye, the nice guy. I'm also going nice guy, mainly because it would ruin my childhood if it was anything else.
Okay. We got three nice and a worse.
Uh-huh.
Worse.
No! Do they give details?
I met Bill Nye in 2006, and he made some really unnecessarily sexualized comments. I was 18 and in college and felt so uncomfortable. This was before the hashtag MeToo movement, but was one of the most shocking hashtag MeToo moments. I think he was trying to seem cool and relatable to college students, but it was just inappropriate and unprofessional.
Maybe he was saying like something like shake the beaker, and they took it the wrong way.
Shake the beaker.
Of all the things to shake, you're going to shake the beaker.
I just figured socially awkward kind of guy could be interpreted. Okay. That's too bad.
All right, Mo, sorry.
Yeah, at least I got it out the way early.
All right, so not Nick Jonas and not, why am I...
Kevin, Joe.
No, Joe. I was like, normally, like, Kevin was the one, because we're going to do Kevin. I was trying to remember Nick and Joe, like, because they are, like, notoriously more famous than Kevin, and I couldn't remember Joe's name. So you're welcome, Kevin. All right, so not Nick Jonas, not Joe Jonas. Kevin Jonas, best or worst encounter? Abby?
If Cotton Candy was a person, it would be Kevin Jonas. So I'm going best.
Okay.
I'll go best.
Worst.
Worst.
Super nice.
Best.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotta be.
No surprise.
Kevin Jonas often comes into the Starbucks I work at in New Jersey. He's super down to earth, doesn't exude wealth, and is super polite to the staff. All right. Next one we have, let's see, Barbara Streisand.
Diva, man. I'm going to go worst.
I'm going to go worst.
I'll go worst.
I'm going worst because I've heard that she likes to, she's so private that she doesn't like to interact with fans out in the wild.
A sweep for worst. Congratulations to you all.
That was a real tough one. When I was living in Washington, D.C., there was a rumor going around because she was doing one of those like 4 or 5 night engagements there that she had all of the furniture taken out of the Four Seasons and brought in her own custom stuff for her stay.
Wow.
For
a 4-night gig? For a 4-night
gig. Wow. All right, so this person says, a good friend of mine was an electrician. He had a job one day at a beautiful home in Malibu. The butler let him in and he got to work. A little while later, he was surprised to see Barbra Streisand walk into the room. She glanced up at my friend and, not wanting to be rude, he nodded his head slightly and said good morning as he kept working. She didn't acknowledge him at all and just left the room. A few minutes later, the butler very sternly admonished my friend, "Do not speak to Miss Streisand." Apparently, she didn't like that the hired help dared to say good morning to her.
Damn.
My friend just chuckled at the arrogance and finished the job.
Okay, now I hate her. Like, there's a difference between not wanting to be approached while you're doing private stuff in public and then thinking you're better than other people.
Yeah.
No, if you use hired help, you're done.
All right, so there's more, but you want me to keep him in my back pocket?
Okay,
do it again later?
Yeah, let's do that.
Get it? The Burt Show.